Tony runs Boys and Girls Clubs of West Alabama and involved in a toy drive. Great thing that Alabama men's basketball is doing in conjunction with Friday night's game. Any fan that brings a new toy to donate is going to receive free admission to the basketball game on Friday night against Stillman. Fans can drop those donations off to Coleman Coliseum box office anytime between 9 and 4:30 and get a ticket for the game in return. It's a cool thing going on right now, Tony. I know the university has always been a great partner with Boys and Girls Clubs, and something you're very appreciative of.
Oh, absolutely. And this is something that Coach Grant wanted to do. He called us a little bit of a late minute, but, you know, we appreciate it anyway. And he called and said, here's what I want to do. Are you guys in? And of course we're in. Anything we can do to help some of the kids that we serve is tremendous, especially around the holidays.
When I get a chance, like I was, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was talking to a group of the employees there at Randall O'Reilly, who Mike and obviously all of them have been fantastic to Boys and Girls Clubs over the years. But I was telling a little bit of a story. You know, this is not the case with every kid that comes through the doors of the facility in Tuscaloosa or the others as well for Boys and Girls Clubs. But there's a percentage, Tony, that certainly would fall into the category of at-risk kids.
Tough home situations.
And opportunities like this are just one of many that people can get involved to help out.
That's exactly right. We have several families that, you know, for you and I, it would simply break your heart if you sat down and listened to the whole story and realized what was going on. And like you say, not all of our kids, because we've got a great diverse population there at the Boys and Girls Club, but there are a handful of our families that just struggle on a day-to-day basis. So this is definitely a huge pick-me-up for them right around the holidays.
We're talking about the university, and you sent me a text. I guess it was the Western Carolina game. You sent me a text message. It was basically, beware, we got 100 kids from Boys and Girls Clubs on the way to Bryant-Denny Stadium. So we had everything braced and ready. But I'm just trying to figure out how in the world, you mentioned it to me briefly, but tell the story, an undertaking of trying to get 100 kids at a place that big and go back home with the exact number that you came in with.
It was fun. No, it wasn't. It was a challenge. We actually had two games like that, and we got it done the first game, so we thought we'd give it another shot. A gentleman basically called one day and said, I've got 100 tickets for you. I want you to take as many kids as you can. So we wound up taking 86 kids and 12 staff people. Wait, does that add up to, I think that adds up to 100. 86 and 14.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't have my calculator on.
Yeah.
You know, the toughest part, as you can imagine, is traffic. We've got two school buses. We're trying to get as close to the stadium as we can. You know, drop them off, walk them there, count them as you drop them off, count them as you walk in the stadium, count them as you sit down. And fortunately, we got them all home and got them safe. But for every one of those children that went to those two football games, it was the first football game they'd ever seen in person. And what a tremendous – I don't have permission to mention the gentleman's name in public yet. I'm hoping he will eventually, because it was a tremendous, tremendous gift for Boys and Girls Clubs, and especially for those kids who had never seen a football game in person before.
Really cool deal. One of many opportunities that become available because of help from the public, and people can be involved this time of year. It's very simple. Go to the website, bgcwestal.com, and they can donate that way, or they can reach out to you at your office at 553-3879, or they can reach me here on the show, chrisstewartshow@yahoo.com. We will make sure we get give people the opportunity to be involved with Boys and Girls Clubs of West Alabama. The golf tournament we're going to talk a whole lot about here coming up soon, the Malmore Memorial Tournament, big part of all of that. But during this last thing before we let you run, Tony, if there's one message you want to give right now at the end of the year, as people are thinking about Christmas, but they want to do something else within the community. Give them just another word about Boys and Girls Clubs and why it's so important they get involved now in your organization, especially this time of year.
Well, like you've said many times before, it's all about the kids, and we serve across West Alabama. We serve a little over 500 kids a day, and almost 260 or 270 a day here in Tuscaloosa. And a lot of those kids just don't have a whole lot. And what you can do, and what we provide at the Boys and Girls Club, is that safe place for them to go every day after school, and some wonderful opportunities like going to a football game, going to a basketball game, and things like that, thanks to you and the University of Alabama and so many people that have been involved with our kids.
Tony, always appreciate it, man. Thanks so much, and we will visit again soon.
Thanks, sir. Roll Tide.